in their quest for a third. Whichever half they win is certainly less important than getting to the postseason. But one thing is clear. It all starts today. Opening day 2025. I am Josh Sperber, and I will be your broadcaster for the 2025 Clearwater Threshers season on Bally Live, MILB TV, or ThreshersBaseball.com. You are listening to the Threshers Broadcast Network. Thank you for joining us to start your minor league season as the Clearwater Threshers start in Dunedin against the Dunedin Blue Jays. Cal Steven is the starter for the Dunedin Blue Jays here tonight. Steven had a couple of chances in spring training and has yet to make his debut as a pro. He was a second rounder by the Blue Jays, picked in last year's MLB draft, signed for a little over $1 million, and Cal Steven will make his professional debut against the Clearwater Threshers. The Threshers last year 64-63, returning 20 players who have played for Clearwater in each of the last two seasons, with Cam Brown, one of the Threshers' pitcher, returning for the first time in 2023. Seven different pitchers will debut as a pro for the Threshers this season. It'll be Sam Highfill getting the ball in the bottom of the first inning. But now we will go towards the Threshers' starting lineup. So, for the Clearwater Threshers, 64-63 last season, and a 5-4 record against the Dunedin Blue Jays in 2024 here at TD Ballpark. But 1-8 over at BayCare Ballpark, where these teams will face off against each other later on. Right now, the Clearwater Threshers are getting ready to go to the plate, and we'll take a look at the lineup for the Threshers. Dante Norri, last year's first-round draft pick by the Philadelphia Phillies, is the leadoff man for the Threshers. Norri had 9 RBIs in 15 games for Clearwater and came in for Justin Crawford during the spring breakout game. Norri, the leadoff man, followed by Aaron Escobar, who impressed during that spring breakout game with an RBI double over 100 miles an hour off the bat. Escobar went 1-for-2 with that ribby in the spring breakout game. He's followed up by Eduardo Tait, perhaps the biggest name on this Threshers lineup. Tait, the number 91 prospect in all of the major leagues, and joined the Threshers in July of last season at just 18 years old. He is hitting third. Joel Dragu will hit cleanup as Cal Steven prepares the first pitch of the season. Fastball upstairs, and it's a 1-0 count to Norri, and the 2025 Florida State League season is underway at 6:38 p.m. Eastern Time. 1-0 count to Dante Norri. Hit about 240 for the Threshers last season. The pitch, swing and a miss on the upstairs heat, and it's 1-1. The rest of the Threshers lineup after Dragu, who's hitting cleanup, Brady Day batting fifth, and Carter Matheson hitting sixth. Cody Shojinaga at DH, he's a batting seventh. Caden Hediger returning in the eighth spot, and Nolan Beltran batting ninth as the fastball misses up and away to Norri, 2-1. And Dante Norri, a state champion in 2024 at Northville High School in Michigan, hit over 400 in the postseason to lead Northville to their first ever baseball state championship. 3-1 now as the curveball misses upstairs. First time we've seen some off-speed stuff from Cal Steven, as he has a 3-1 count on the 19-year-old Dante Norri. The 3-1, cut on and miss in the fastball, and now the count goes full, 3-2. Norri was Michigan's Mr. Baseball following that 2024 season that saw him jump significantly. Per Dante, he said that before the state championship, he was projected as maybe a late second-round pick. That state championship run rocketed him to a top prospect spot. And that fastball rockets in from Cal Steven. Called strike three on the inside edge. And Steven has the first strikeout of the season.
Escobar.
And that'll bring up Aaron Escobar, another member of this very young Clearwater Threshers roster. Not a single player born before the year 2000. And Escobar is no exception, born on the first day of 2005. So he's 20 years old, turned 20 on New Year's Day this year. First pitch, a breaking ball outside, called a strike. And it's an 0-1 count to Aaron Escobar from La Guaira in Venezuela. Now the 0-1. Outside and low, breaking ball, and the count evens at 1-1. Escobar played on the Florida Complex League Phillies last year on the same team as Eduardo Tait and a now member of the Jupiter Hammerheads, Starlin Caba. And they took a lot of the headlines from the complex as Escobar hammers a fastball foul to make it a 1-2 count. So one ball and two strikes, the count to Escobar, who was a starter at third base on the Phillies spring breakout team back on March 14th in a win against the Pirates. Escobar started at third in that game, but he prefers second where he is tonight. Outside on the slider, two balls, two strikes, the count to Escobar, who led the Florida Complex League Phillies in batting average, hitting 338, a higher average than Tait and Caba during last year's FCL season. 2-2, cut on miss, and that's strike three. Back-to-back punch-outs to start off the first inning and the season for Cal Stephen. And as Eduardo Tait catcher comes up, 13, let's take Eduardo a look at the defense Tait for these Dunedin Blue Jays. In the outfield, left to right, J.R. Freethy in left field, Braden Berry in center, Yoangel Aponte in right. All Blue Jays last season as lefty Tait walks up to the plate. Six on the pitch clock as the pitch comes in. Fastball up and away. Did he go? He did. And it's an 0-1 count to Eduardo Tait. The infield for Dunedin. Brock Tibbetts is at first. Sam Shaw at second. Manuel Beltre at short. Tucker Toman at third. Third straight season, by the way, he's began the year with the Dunedin Blue Jays. And the catcher, Edward Duran, is behind the plate as the battery mate for Steven. An 0-2 count to Eduardo Tait. He fouled the last pitch off, a breaking ball. And Tait coming off a really solid performance in an exhibition game where both of his hits drove in two runs, four RBIs, including a moonshot of a home run. That was close to getting on the highway behind the right field wall in BayCare Ballpark. But now it's an 0-2 to Tait. Two gone in the top first. The pitch cut on and missed. And that is a great way to start the season for the Dunedin Blue Jays. Cal Stephen K's the side to start off the year. Threshers are scoreless, and Sam Highfill will throw the first pitch for the Threshers in this 2025 season when we return for the second.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The best deal in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Dollar Tuesdays. Start every home series at BayCare Ballpark with $1 berm tickets and buy hot dogs, sodas, and more for only $1 as well. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information so you don't miss out on this deal.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On April 25th, all tickets for your dogs will benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas, and we'll have a special jersey giveaway in honor of our new bat dog, Lucy May. Tickets for doggos and their humans are available now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
At BayCare Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Sam Highfill returning to the mound for the Threshers for the first time since Game 1 of the Florida State League Division Series in 2024. Highfill, an undrafted free agent out of NC State, gets the ball. First pitch to J.R. Freethy is in for a called strike on the fastball. 0-1 to Freethy, who, like many of these minor leaguers for both teams, was able to get some time with a big league club playing at BayCare Ballpark in spring training. Swing and a miss. Another high fastball from Highfill, and it's 0-2 to Freethy. Highfill made his professional debut at BayCare Ballpark against the Dunedin Blue Jays, allowed four runs. After that, he allowed just two earned runs in his final three games of his first pro season. Freethy hits a high fly ball, going deep and foul and out of play. Down the left field line, we stay at 0-2. Highfill didn't get the loss in the playoff game, but did allow one earned run on two hits and four innings of work. Struck out two, a solid pitching performance, but last year in the postseason, the Threshers' bats did not match their pitching. Fastball upstairs, and it misses. It's a 1-2 count to J.R. Freethy out in left field today for Dunedin. So Highfill pitched four games for the Threshers in the regular season, three in the regular season, and four overall as Freethy skins one over to center field. High fly ball to Nori, who makes the catch, drifting towards left center for out number one. And we will get the rest of the starting lineup for the Dunedin Blue Jays as J.R. Freethy just popped out to center. Now Sam Shaw steps up to the plate with Alexis Hernandez, the DH, hitting third. Brock Tibbetts will bat cleanup. Edward Duran bats behind him in the five spot. And third-year Dunedin Blue Jay Tucker Toman will hit sixth. Highfill deals. First pitch to Shaw. Misses outside for a ball. Looked like the cutter from Highfill. After Tucker Toman, Manuel Beltre, another guy who has been around the block here in Dunedin many times. He's hitting seventh. Yoan Calaponte, a Blue Jay last year, hitting eighth as that one ripped foul by Shaw, ricocheting off the net on the right field line until Carter Matheson has to flip it to a fan. So it's a 1-1 count to Sam Shaw. Yoan Calaponte bats eighth for Dunedin after the seven-hitter Beltre and Braden Berry, another Blue Jay last season, is hitting ninth. So one ball, one strike the count as the ball has been cleared from the field. And the former member of the Wolf Pack sets up for the 1-1. The pitch from Highfill. High fly ball, deep and foul. And out of play down the left field side, it's 1-2. Highfill changed his number this season. Wore 35 as a Thresher last year, now wearing 21 as the opening day starter. An undrafted free agent signed in the middle of July by the Phillies. Debuted on August 22nd against Dunedin. 1-2, fastball, called strike three. Inside corner, and a beauty by Highfill to take down Sam Shaw for out number two. That'll bring up the DH, Alexis Hernandez. And Hernandez, a former Dunedin Blue Jay as well, played here for most of last season, hitting righty against the right-hander Highfill. So first pitch to Hernandez is a fastball that misses. It's a 1-0 count. And now we take a look at the defense for your Clearwater Threshers as they start the season. In the outfield left to right, Joel Dragoo rehabbing on Jersey Shore's injured list currently. He starts the season in left. Dante Nori in center, Carter Matheson in right as a trio of 2024 draftees starts in the outfield for the Threshers. Sinker low, and it's a 1-1 count to, a 2-0 count to Alexis Hernandez. Infield for the Threshers, Caden Hediger's over at first, Aaron Escobar at seven, Nolan Beltran at short, and Brady Day at third. Eduardo Tait, the battery mate for Highfill, and he just caught a fastball perfectly placed on the outside edge, and it's a 2-1 count. Fastball, one of four pitches for Highfill. He's got a curveball, changeup, and a cutter to go along with that low to mid-90s fastball. There's the heat again on the outside corner, and that evens up the count 2-2. As that one's called a strike. Highfill actually began his career as a batter. Only had nine at-bats between his first season at NC State. Played all four of his collegiate seasons with the Wolfpack. Went 4-9 as a hitter in 2021 before focusing on pitching full-time. Hernandez slaps a fastball foul. Count stays at 2-2. And Highfield, third team All-ACC in 2024, surprisingly slipped through the draft boards. But he ends up in the Phillies organization with the Threshers. 2-2. Fouled off again. Hernandez battles to stay alive with two gone in the first. Three straight Ks in the top half of the frame from Cal Steven. And now Hernandez down 2-2 as Highfield tries to finish this first inning with a pair of punch-outs. So two balls, two strikes, two outs in the bottom first. The kick and the pitch. Fastball just missing low. And it's 3-2. A little late movement on that heat from Highfield. As Highfield sets up again. Still scoreless so far. Two gone in the bottom first. Highfield, the line, the kick, and the 3-2 pitch. Broken bat, grounder over to second base. Escobar scoops it up, takes a shuffle and a flip to first, and that will do it for the first inning. Hediger made the grab. Each pitcher made a 1-2-3 inning to start off their season on opening day baseball here on the Threshers Broadcast Network. We're scoreless after one.
Come down to Baycare Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Joel Dragoo leading off the top half of the second inning after each of the first three hitters for both teams went down in order. Scoreless here in the second as the kick and the pitch from Steven. Curveball just clutches the inside corner for a called strike to Dragoo. And Dragoo was one of the biggest bright spots of a difficult end to last year's season in Threshersville as Dragoo hit well over 300 in his start to his Phillies career, and he starts off his season with a base hit. Joel Dragoo gets the Threshers' first knock of 2025, and a leadoff single starts off the second inning for Clearwater. Dragoo, the third-team All-American 10, and Big South Day Player of the Year in 2024, hit .319 in 15 games for the Threshers with more walks than strikeouts. Dragoo also stole three bases in five attempts last season as he continues his rehab assignment with the Threshers. Brady Day takes a curve for ball number one, missed a bit upstairs. Day hit .195 for Clearwater last year but had seven RBIs in 22 games. He was among the first to be called up along with Dragoo and Carson DeMartini, who is waiting for Joel in Jersey Shore. Fastball fouled away, count evens at 1-1. Today, 10th rounder out of Kansas State. He was a shortstop primarily in college, did play all around the infield, but he has been getting almost exclusively third base reps since the start of minor league spring training. 1-1 upstairs, and that makes it 2-1. And Brady Day has looked excellent in the field, making a couple of great defensive plays over at the hot corner while initiating hard contact at the dish. So I'm excited to see what this season has in Day's first full year as a minor leaguer. 3-1 now as the curveball misses up and away. And the Threshers with a chance to put their first two batters after no one put a ball in play in the opening frame. 3-1 the count. Here's the pitch. Fastball. High hopper over towards the mound. Look towards second. No. And instead going to first is Steven getting Day for the 1-3. Joel Dragoo fast enough to make it to second base there. So a productive out for Brady Day as he just topped over that
right
breaking
fielder,
ball
number three,
and
Carter
ended up bouncing Madison. It towards the mound. That'll bring up another Thresher who has been here since August of last season, Carter Matheson, a guy that I certainly wish we saw more of in 2024, but a couple of injuries after the Phillies picked him in the fifth round of the 2024 draft limited his first pro season. First pitch to Carter's a curveball low and in, and a 1-0 count to the Threshers' right fielder. Matheson drafted out of Indiana University, and since he joined the program in 2022, opening day 2025 was the first game that he missed. An iron horse for the Hoosiers in three seasons in Bloomington, as stepping off is Cal Steven. Matheson primarily started at center in college, but has only played in the corners in his now 12th game as a pro. Went 6-for-29 with a .477 on base percentage for Clearwater last year, but he misses the high fastball to make the count even at 1-1. Nine errors in three seasons for Matheson, so the fielding is certainly there. He also is tied for 10th all-time in program history with 28 Big Ten RBIs. And he gets a hold of this one, high and deep out to center field. Berry on his horse going back, tiptoes the track to make the grab. And Dragoo tags up, standing at third base. So two gone on a well-hit ball from Matheson. But Braden Berry able to make the catch
designated
for the second out. And
Cody
now the designated
Shoji
hitter,
Naga.
Cody Shoji Naga. Second year in a row, the Threshers have had a man from Hawaii grace their opening day roster. Last year, it was Devin Saltabon, who ended up leading the team with 17 home runs. And Cody Shoji Naga joined in August and now begins as the Threshers' DH to start the season. Curveball missing upstairs. It's a 1-0 count to Shoji Naga, who played all over the infield at Kansas, primarily at catcher and second base. He has played catcher and first base for the Threshers in his pro career. He's got a man on third with two down. The 1-0 pitch upstairs again on the curve, and it's 2-0. So a 2-0 to Shoji Naga, who could be used all over the infield this season. I know I'm curious to see where Marty puts him as he slaps this one foul and out of play behind home plate. Count goes to 2-1. Good idea going after that 2-0 pitch. You know it's going to be a strike, but Shoji Naga just a little bit underneath it and lofts it behind him. He's a freshman All-American and still holds a record for the best batting average by a Jayhawk freshman at .378, set back in 2023, as he spears a fastball into the netting behind home plate to even the count at 2-2. Shoji Naga was a sixth-round pick in 2024 by the Phillies, and he was twice named to the second-team All-Big 12 in the infield for the Jayhawks. 2-2. Tapped it foul, nubs it off the end of the bat to Shoji Naga, and it rolls into the Blue Jays' dugout, so we'll do it again. He's got a man on third. That's Joel Dragoo. All we need is a single into the outfield to get the first run of the season after Dragoo began the inning with the first hit of the season. So two balls, two strikes, two outs, still scoreless in the first. Now the pitch. Shoji Naga hits a high fly ball out to shallow left field. Coming in is Freedy. He calls off Beltre. Into the sun, he makes the grab, and that will do it for the second inning. So the Threshers threaten here in the second. A leadoff knock by Joel Dragoo, but the runner stranded as we stay scoreless through one and a half.
Threshers fans, it is officially baseball season.
Come to BayCare Ballpark for our first home series with opening day on April 8th as your Clearwater Threshers take on the Daytona Tortugas for our first home game and Dollar Tuesday of the season. Call our ticket office at 727-467-4457 or visit threshersbaseball.com/tickets for up-to-date pricing. We'll see you at the game.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of Minor League Baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit cards required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. We're at Threshers on X and TikTok, Clearwater Threshers on LinkedIn and YouTube, at Threshers Baseball on Instagram, and Clearwater Threshers Baseball on Facebook. Country music and baseball go so well together. That's why the Threshers have Crossfire Creek coming to perform at BayCare Ballpark after our first Friday home game of the season. We'll have some of the best country music in Tampa Bay kicking off our Sun Cruiser concert series and our opening day weekend.
Bottom of the second inning, still scoreless. The Threshers do have a hit, but Sam Highfill with a great 1-2-3 first inning. Goes for the upper corner on Brock Tibbetts and misses to start off the second with a 1-0 count on the Blue Jays first baseman. Tibbetts, a teammate of Carter Matheson in college, as he swings and fouls off the 1-0, pings the netting, and that evens the count at one ball and one strike. Drafted in the 13th round out of Indiana from not too far outside of Chicago is Brock Tibbetts from Naperville, which is within an hour of the Windy City. Curveball catches the outside corner. 1-2 as Tibbetts lets it go. Right-hander who leads off the heart of the Blue Jays order in the second inning with Duran and Toman following up the cleanup man. 1-2. Fastball up and in, and that evens the count at two balls and two strikes. So, 2-2, Highfill kicks and deals. Curveball just there, called strike three. A late strike call by the home plate umpire, Jacob Ashworth. And once
catcher,
again,
six,
Sam Highfill just painting the black as he picks up strikeout number two of his 2025 season. So one gone as Edward Duran, who is back for the Dunedin Blue Jays for the second straight season, is going to return. First pitch popped up high in the air, wind blowing it out further in center. Norrie drifting into right center this time, reaches up to make the grab, and a one pitch out for out number two here in the second. So two gone for Edward Duran, who had 41 RBIs in 77 games last season. And now Tucker Toman, who has not changed his walk-up song from last season, is back in the game for the Blue Jays. He was a compensatory pick in 2022 and has played the vast majority of his pro career here in Dunedin. First pitch bounces in the left-handed batter's box to the switch hitter. Batting left against the righty, Highfill. And it's 1-0. Toman, number 20 prospect in the Blue Jays system, swings and bounces one off the hand of Eduardo Taillé. And that's going to cause Jacob Ashworth to get a new ball for Sam Highfill. Trainer doesn't even come out of the dugout for the Threshers as Ashworth makes the throw to Highfill. Dakota Kilgore is the bases umpire, currently situated just to the left of the first base line with the lefty hitting Toman at the dish. He can play shortstop and third base. And Toman takes a curveball for a called strike two. One ball, two strikes, the count to Tucker, who hit 301 last season but was injured for about a month. Did it his first professional home run, though, against the Clearwater Threshers back in May in 2023. Now the 1-2. Fouled away, and we'll do it again. Toman has reached as high as the number 5 prospect for the Blue Jays, where he was in 2023. But still, the last two seasons spent here in Dunedin certainly raises some questions about a pretty high draft pick, as Toman taps this one foul, goes behind home plate, and Taito get a new baseball for Sam Highfill. Toman, a switch hitter, 21 years old, who was signed out of an LSU commitment. Now the 1-2. Curveball just misses low, and the count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Toman, though, has not seen Sam Highfill. Well, he's not in the lineup, I believe, the game Highfill pitched against Toman of the Blue Jays last season. 2-2, taken the other way, foul ball. Third pitch with 2 strikes that Toman has sent into foul ground. His first career RBI came against the FCL Phillies in 2022. His first career homer came against these Threshers in 2023. Now he faces the 2-2. Hit on a line, caught by Highfill. Right back at the pitcher, and talk about a comebacker. Sam Highfill with a quick reflexes to snag the line drive and end the inning. So once again, Highfill sets down Dunedin in order. And we are going to the third inning, still scoreless at TD Ballpark.
Touch of gray, more like touch of tie-dye, on Friday, May 2nd. We'll have a special tie-dye hat giveaway and keep on trucking until the party ends, when Clearwater's premier Grateful Dead cover band, Uncle John's Band, performs live after the game. It's high time you went to threshersbaseball.com to get your tickets and joined us at BayCare Ballpark for some baseball and great music.
Calling Jedi and Sith Lords to BayCare Ballpark on Saturday, May 3rd for Star Wars Night. Come dressed in your favorite Star Wars gear or costumes and bid online for the Thresher signed Star Wars jerseys. And after the game, we'll have a fireworks display that will rival the celebration on Endor. Use the Force and visit threshersbaseball.com for more information and to get your tickets today.
You've got a friend in the Threshers. On May 17th at BayCare Ballpark, your Clearwater Threshers will be wearing specialty Toy Story-themed jerseys that you can bid on. Place your bids and win a one-of-a-kind signed jersey, and don't forget to stick around for post-game fireworks. So go to threshersbaseball.com for your tickets and come to infinity and beyond.
Need a break from class? On Wednesday, April 23rd, you can bring your school to a baseball game. Your Threshers take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles at BayCare Ballpark at noon on April 23rd. And your school can be part of the fun. If you cheer on the Threshers loud enough, you can be picked for a fun contest and win prizes in between innings. Get your tickets now at ThreshersBaseball.com and join us bright and early for Education Day.
This summer.
Caden Hediger leading things off for the Threshers. We talked about Tucker Toman being with the Blue Jays for all of the last 2 years, and now this season as well. Well, Caden Hediger, one of 3 players to be named to the Threshers 24 and 25 opening day rosters, as he takes a curve for a called strike, but the pitch is challenged. So first time we go to the ABS this season, and that pitch was clearly a ball. So the count goes from 0-1 to 1-0, missing the strike zone by about 3 inches. So 0-1 turns to 1-0 for Caden Hediger. Hediger, Beltran, and Nori, the due up for the Threshers here in the third inning, as the formerly switch-hitting catcher Caden Hediger steps up to the plate. In the exhibition against the Complex League that the Threshers played on April the 1st, as Hediger skies this one into left center field. Barry drifts in, makes the catch in front of Freevy for out number 1. Hediger was a switch hitter last season, but against a lefty in Tuesday's exhibition, Hediger hit from the left side of the plate where he had better numbers in terms of splits in 2024. So that might be a change we see. I'll have to have a chat with Caden to confirm that. But Hediger flies out to start off the third. Still scoreless as Nolan Beltran gets his first cut as a Thresher. Another complex league ad from last season as he takes a curve for a called strike. Beltran played more at second base with Starlin Cabba taking much of the shortstop reps in 2024 at the FCL as he swings and misses at another curveball to make it 0-2. But Beltran still with a solid season, going 22 for 90.94, then OPS of 735, three homers, 14 RBIs in 34 complex league games last season. Pitch, curveball, low and in, and it bounces on the plate to make it a 1-2 count to the 20-year-old Nolan Beltran. Two strikes the count. 2-1 out here in the third. The pitch, curveball, slapped foul off the net. It's 1-2 still. Beltran had one of his best months as a pro in June of last season. Had two homers, nine RBIs, and 46 plate appearances with a 961 OPS in the month of June, including a career-high four-ribby day against the Complex League Blue Jays. Swing and a miss there, and Beltran's down on strikes. Now it's two gone to return the top of the order to the bat.
Now batting, number 12, Dante Norrie.
And now Dante Norrie coming up to plate with two down here in the third inning. Threshers and Blue Jays locked in a scoreless draw. Norrie 0 for 1, backwards K on his ledger right now, but he is certainly a guy who has excellent plate discipline, so he'll be looking to improve on that first result of the year. Two down for Michigan's Mr. Baseball, who looks at a fastball to make it 1-0. And Norrie has plenty of connections with the Phillies that have lasted long before his draft selection in the first round last year. Three straight seasons. And I think even more than that, where the Phillies have selected a high schooler in the first round. 3 years in a row, though, that the Phillies have selected a high school bat in the first round. As the curveball misses up to Norrie, 3-0. But Dante had a college commitment to Mississippi State. Even though his father and grandfather both played their college ball at Indiana and still are involved with the program today. 3-0 the pitch. Norrie lets it go. Get me over heater makes it 3-1. And Dante Norrie has been around the Indiana baseball program since he was a kid and has said that he has many pictures of him in oversized shirts with guys like Kyle Schwarber. 3-2 now as he takes the fastball in the inside corner. And Norrie maintains a mentor-mentee relationship with himself as the mentee to the now Phillies-designated hitter. And it's one of the reasons he signed instead of going to Mississippi State. So the 3-2 pitch misses inside. That's the first walk of the day issued by either pitcher. And a two-out free pass puts Dante Norrie on first base and puts his speed to the test. Last season, four steals and six attempts for Norrie. And Norrie now on first base. Two down for Aaron Escobar, who went down swinging back in the first. Each of the first three batters went down in order by strikes via Cal Steven in the first inning. Fastball away, and it's a 1-0 count to Escobar, who's 0-1 on the year. And Escobar playing second base tonight, his primary position. But he can also play third and short as he takes a fastball to the outer corner, called strike. 1-1 is the count. Escobar. With Norrie leading off of first. Red sliding mitt on his left hand. He stays put. 1-1. High hopper foul. Bounces off the wall of the Threshers dugout. And rolls to the left field corner. 1-2. Is that one still out of play? Escobar was rated as having the best strike zone discipline of any player in the Phillies minor league system at 20 years old. And part of it, I think, has to do with last season. In 24 games in the complex, he walked 21 times with just 10 strikeouts. So certainly not a guy who is easy to strike out, even though he already K'd once, now twice. Swing and a miss for strike three. Norrie was off to second, but it doesn't matter, as Steven has his second strikeout of the inning, fifth of the game, to end off the top of the third. No runs, no hits, no errors. One man left aboard for Clearwater. We're still scoreless, heading to the bottom of the third inning.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The best deal in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Dollar Tuesdays. Start every home series at BayCare Ballpark with $1 berm tickets and buy hot dogs, sodas, and more for only $1 as well. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information so you don't miss out on this deal.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On April 25th, all tickets for your dogs will benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas, and we'll have a special jersey giveaway in honor of our new bat dog, Lucy May. Tickets for doggos and their humans are available now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
At Bay Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Manuel Beltre getting the leadoff job, hitting seventh in the lineup, starting the third inning by taking a curveball up and in for ball number one. Still scoreless here in the top of the third. Beltre, Aponte, and Berry trying to get the first run of the game for the Dunedin Blue Jays. Sam Highfill might have something to say about that. 1-0 fastball just below the knees. Looked like it had some sinking action on it, and the count is 2-0. And Sam Highfill has been an historically great pitcher, one of the best to ever throw for the Wolfpack of NC State. 2-0, hit well out to left field. Going back is Dre Goo, and that's going to hit off the wall. That's going to go for extra bases as Beltre rounds first. No one covering second, so we'll stand up with a lead-out double. A 2-0 pitch that very nearly left the yard, hitting the wall on a fly in the power alley in left center field, and that's the first hit for Dunedin this season.
Right fielder,
a leadoff double to start the third inning. Also the first extra base hit of the day, as the Threshers' sole knock was a leadoff single by Joel Dre Goo. Dre Goo made the throw in it from left field, where now Aponte is over at second base. Nobody out yet in the third. Fastball missing outside, and it's a 1-0 count to Yoangel Aponte, another Dunedin Blue Jay from last season, back in the outfield as Dunedin's number 25 prospect in 2024 and a member of their spring breakout roster last season. Now it's a 1-1 count as Aponte takes a fastball for a called strike. Spent some time in the Complex League last year. Better part of the last 2 years, though, Aponte has been up and down between the Complex and the Dunedin Blue Jays here in TD Ballpark. 2-1 the count as the breaking ball misses outside. Aponte listed as a center fielder but can play anywhere in the outfield for Dunedin. 2-1 the count and the pitch. Up and in, 3-1. Like a fastball from Highfill. 10th in NC State's history with 258 career strikeouts. And has an excellent record in the NCAA tournament. 284 career NCAA tournament ERA for Highfill. 3-1 misses outside, and the first two batters reach to start the third for the Dunedin Blue Jays. Manuel Beltre is at second base. Juan Helaponte joins him. He'll take first
fielder, 13,
with the walk.
Braden Berry.
And that'll bring up Braden Berry, another former Dunedin Blue Jay who returns to Dunedin to start the season. Berry was a regular starter in the outfield for Dunedin in 2023 and was on the opening day roster, but missed a lot of the season due to injury. As he pulls back the bunt, slider misses outside. It's a 1-0 count to Braden Berry. He played a couple of games in the International League with AAA Buffalo, going 3-for-11 in his AAA tenure with the Bisons. Highfill scans the runners and deals. 1-0 fastball in for a strike. And Tai holds the feigned back pick to second, keeping Beltre on the Keystone sack. It's a 1-1 count to Berry. Manuel Beltre is on second. Joanikel Aponte is on first. 1-1, one strike the count. Swing and a miss. Ball gets away from Tait. It goes up the third base line, and he picks it up quick enough that it sends Beltre scampering back to the second base bag. It's a 1-2 count. Still men on first and second with nobody out for the Dunedin Blue Jays, as Sam Highfill tries to get a much-needed first out. 1-2, two strikes to Berry. Highfill deals. Wave and a whiff, strike three. Beautiful bender from Sam Highfill, and he silences the crowd in Dunedin, getting his first swinging strikeout and third of the game for the first out in inning number three. Still scoreless here in the bottom of the third, as the Blue Jays have a couple of relievers up and stretching in their pen. Not that we think anyone needs to take out a pitcher, as both starters have done solidly in the first two innings and change. J.R. Freethy pops up a fastball foul, and it's an 0-1 count as that one sails to the stands on the third base side. 0-1 the count. Threshers pinched for the double play, but a lefty shift with Brady Day inching towards third. Curveball smothered by Tait. Runners stay put, and it's 1-1. So Brady Day is right at the point of the infield grass, shaded towards shortstop, with the shortstop Beltran holding Beltre on second base. And Escobar almost smack dab in the middle of first and second. 1-1, curveball called strike, and it's 1-2. At first base, Caden Hediger is playing back about two steps from the outfield grass on the first base side and maybe 6 feet from the foul line. 1-2, popped up straight in the air, should stay in the infield. Escobar called off by Beltran, who makes the grab on the infield fly, and that is out number two. So the runners stay put, and a good job by Highfill to get two quick outs on not much dangerous contact after letting the first two batters reach base here in the third inning. Still scoreless in Dunedin. Two gone and two on for Sam Shaw, number 20 prospect currently of the Toronto Blue Jays entering the season. As Shaw, another liner caught by Highfill. Second inning in a row where the first pitch was a comeback liner, and Highfill with another excellent grab to get out of the jam. First two batters reach for the Blue Jays. They get their first hit of the inning. but strand two in the first third of the game ends with the Threshers and Blue Jays even without a run scored.
Come down to Baycare Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Heart of the Threshers order coming to the plate to start off the top of the fourth inning. Couple of great starts in the first third of the game from Sam Highfill of the Threshers and Cal Steven of the Blue Jays. Swing and a miss for Tyeet, and that makes it 0-1. And Eduardo Tyeet had an incredibly impressive season in 2024, his first year playing pro ball in the United States. 0-1, cut on and missed, high fastball, and it's 0-2. Tyeet, before he turned 18 years old, played 51 games in the Florida Complex League, hit .321, clubbed six homers, and drove in 49 runs, which led the Florida Complex League, and he was the only Philly to be named to the rookie-level All-Star team, including ACL and FCL players. 0-2 taken the other way out to left, liner caught by Freevy. And that is the first out of the fourth inning. So we're still scoreless, and now Joel Dragoo comes up to the plate with only one other Thresher reaching base since his leadoff knock on the first pitch of the second inning. Dragoo currently with the Threshers on a rehab assignment, and he's expected to return to the Jersey Shore Blue Claws once his assignment is over. Well struck, and a nice play at short. Smothered it was Beltre. The throw to first, not in time, and it bounces off the glove of the first baseman, Brock Tibbetts. It was a tough throw. Beltre actually fielded that in the left field grass and did not have an easy play to make, sending it across the diamond towards first base. I believe that's going to be a hit for Joel Dragoo. And once again, Dragoo ends up on first base, this time with one out in the fourth inning. So we're still waiting on the official call for that, and it is confirmed. Second hit of the day for Joel Dragoo and the Threshers as Brady Day takes a ball, 1-0. Fastball low and away to the 23-year-old Day from Hempstead in New Hampshire and went to Kansas State to play his college ball. Short leadoff first for Dragoo. 1-0 today. Curveball falls to the knees, and it's 1-1. And Brady Day is from a very athletic family. His dad and brother played college baseball at West Palm Beach and Tufts, respectively. And this time, this one's hitting the other way. High in the air, but short of the track. Freevy curls underneath it to make the grab. Two away. And Dragoo heads back to first base. So J.R. Freevy has had a busy fourth inning. Two away now for Carter Matheson.
Right fielder, number three.
Another draftee from the Threshers. 22 years old. as he starts the season here in Clearwater. Had a two-hit game in his first series against Jupiter last year, but it was the on-base percentage that really impressed for Carter Matheson. Had only 6 hits and 29 at-bats, but 11 walks in 11 games, and his on-base percentage neared 500. First pitch, Matheson takes a strike, fastball to the inside edge, and it's an 0-1 count. Carter Matheson had a 9-game walk streak from August 21st until the end of the season, and even though he only played 11 games in the Florida State League last year, it was the second longest walk streak of the year. Next pitch misses, throw to second base, not in time. Runner pulled off the bag and gets in over the tag, and Joel Dre Goo steals the first bag of the season for the Clearwater Threshers. It's a 1-1 count to Carter Matheson as the pitch missed, and Dre Goo safe at second barely on a good throw from Edward Duran behind home plate. So for Dre Goo, that's his first and the Threshers' first stolen base of the season and his fourth of his pro career. And that's a balk. So a balk called. That's going to move Dre Goo to third base. And for the second time, Dre Goo started the inning with a single and ended up walking over to third base, this time on the balk. Got to third with 2 outs in the second as well. Matheson swings and misses over the top of a curveball. And now the count is 1-2. Dre Goo still on third. And all we need is a poke into the outfield from Matheson. We'll see if he can get it on the 1-2. Swing and a miss out in front of the curve, and that is strike three. A heck of a game so far for Cal Steven. 4 innings and 6 strikeouts. Joel Dre Goo has both the Threshers' hits and has been stranded at third base twice now for Clearwater. So once again, the Threshers get a hit, but leave a runner on third. Bottom of the fourth next. Threshers and Blue Jays tied without a run.
Threshers fans, it is officially baseball season. Come to BayCare Ballpark for our first home series with opening day on April 8th as your Clearwater Threshers take on the Daytona Tortugas for our first home game and Dollar Tuesday of the season. Call our ticket office at 727-467-4457 or visit threshersbaseball.com/tickets for up-to-date pricing. We'll see you at the game.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit cards required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Alexis Hernandez leads off the bottom of the fourth inning. Still scoreless, just 3 hits combined between these two teams as the Threshers and Blue Jays still searching for their first run of the season. A breaking ball in for a strike on Hernandez, number 3 hitter in Dunedin's lineup to start off the bottom fourth with a nothing and one count. Now Highfill rocks and deals. Breaking ball in the dirt, bounces into the glove of Tyeet, and it's a 1-1 count. Still scoreless, and Highfill deals. Curveball hit high in the air, towering fly ball to left center. Dre Goo drifts to his left, makes the grab, and that is out number one here in the fourth inning. So one gone as we have another fly out to left. And now Brock Tibbetts comes up to the plate for the Dunedin Blue Jays. So Tibbetts 0-for-1 today. He went down looking in his first at bat in the second. Looks at a fast or breaking ball here, and the change slips out of Highfill's hands. Now the count's 1-0. Fastball outside, 2-0. The pitch. High fly ball, foul down the first baseline, and out of play, 2-1. Tibbetts, 22 years old, tallest player on the Dunedin roster, tied with a couple of pitchers. Set 6'4 and 225. 2-1 pitch in the dirt. Well blocked by Tyeet, and it's 3-1. And Wardo Tyeet, really the one concern that I think any scout had when they saw Tyeet was initially his defense, but especially over the spring and the offseason, Tyeet has made incredible strides, a defensive catcher. 3-1, high hopper over to Beltran at short, running towards second to make the play, and he narrowly nabs Tibbetts at first base on a heck of a defensive play from Nolan Beltran. Running all the way from the center of the 6-5 gap, all the way towards second base, his throwing momentum carried him past second as he nailed Tibbins at first for the second out. Now Edward Duran coming to the plate, takes a breaking ball for a called strike on the outside edge. And it's an 0-1 count to Duran, who flied out on the first pitch that he saw back in the second inning, sending it to Dante Norrie in center for the out. Fastball, upper outside corner, great pitch by Highfill, and it goes 2-0-2. O-2 low, and Tyeet gets it from behind the catcher. And it's a one ball, two strike count now to Edward Duran. Duran, another guy, got a couple of catching reps in spring training for the Jays. Couple of hits for one of the better teams in the Grapefruit League. The Jays and Phillies both finished top five in terms of records in spring training. And now they hope that that can translate to the Florida State League, where the Blue Jays haven't made the playoffs since 2022, and the Threshers still looking for their first title since 2007. 2-2, bounced on the ground, backhanded by Highville. Has to make a quick play at first, but can't get there in time. And it's an infield hit to no man's land for Edward Duran. That ball could not have been put in a worse position for a pitcher to field, as Sam Highfill had to go right in the middle of the third base bag and the pitcher's mound, really just in the really bad place. The shortstop was too far, the third base was too far, so the pitcher was still the closest one to it. And Sam Highfill gets the play, but not the out. So two away and a man on first. Edward Duran at the bag. Tucker Toman at the plate, who swings and misses. Hefty hack at a high fastball, and it's an 0-1 count. Toman, a comeback liner, right back to the mound in the second inning, capped off a really good at-bat with some solid contact, but Highfill has caught two comeback line drives to end the last two innings. Next pitch, a fastball inside corner, and that's a called strike two on Tucker Toman. A couple of three-year Florida State leaguers on opening day rosters, with Saul Turan in his third year in the Florida State League after playing five games for the Threshers in 2023. The 0-2 fouled away, fastball sent to the netting, and it's still 0-2 to Toman. So, two gone, man on first with two outs. Duran not a threat to steal, but Highfill deals. Toman just gets a piece of it, skims the heater, and sends it to the backstop to keep it at 0-2. So, nothing in two still. Toman awaits the 0-2. Curveball just misses, and it's 1-2. And Tucker Toman has fouled off five pitches with two strikes in his first two at-bats. So he's really honing in on the zone from Highfill, who's got him 1-2. Now the pitch. Soft line drive and a base hit out to center field. Norrie is there, fields it on a pair of hops, and lobs a throw to the cutoff man, Beltran, to keep the inning alive. So back-to-back knocks for the first multi-hit inning of the season. That goes to Dunedin, as they now have three hits on the day, men on first and second with two away, and the Clearwater Threshers have a guy up in the bullpen. It is a right-hander loosening for Clearwater, as they only currently have three lefties on their roster, and it's Jose Pena, a Winter Haven native, who was the Threshers' most used reliever in 2024. Manuel Beltre looks at a high fastball for ball number one. He had the biggest hit of the game so far. The only extra base knock for either of these teams came on Beltre's leadoff double in the top of the third. Now he faces a 1-0 count as Highfill scans the runners and fires. Fastball to the outside corner, and the count evens at 1-1. And Highfill has, with the exception of the first two innings, really not been in too much trouble pitching-wise, but has had to get himself out of a couple of jams now in the third with two outs. And this one is hit up the middle for a base hit. That could be something. Norrie picks it up. He'll go to third, and a run will score, as coming from second is Edward Duran to get the first run of the year. It's an RBI single from Manuel Beltre. Toman stays at second. Beltre's got two hits, and now an RBI as the Blue Jays take the game's inaugural lead, 1-0, on a two-out single by Manuel Beltre. And no meeting at the mound, and now we get it. Thought for a second that Highfill was going to get a little bit more time. It is Marty Malloy coming out and pointing towards the bullpen, so we have our first pitching change of the ball game. 3 2/3 innings for Sam Highfill. He cannot get the win, could still get the loss, as he is responsible for the run earned and the two base runners that are aboard. So Beltre on first, Toman on second. 1-0 lead for Dunedin as Jose Pena enters the game for the first time in 2025.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. We're at Threshers on X and TikTok, Clearwater Threshers on LinkedIn and YouTube, at Threshers Baseball on Instagram, and Clearwater Threshers Baseball on Facebook. Country music and baseball go so well together. That's why the Threshers have Crossfire Creek coming to perform at Bay Care Ballpark after our first Friday home game of the season. We'll have some of the best country music in Tampa Bay kicking off our Sun Cruiser concert series and our opening day weekend. Touch of Gray, more like Touch of Tie-Dye, on Friday, May 2nd. We'll have a special tie-dye hat giveaway and keep on trucking until the party ends when Clearwater's premier Grateful Dead cover band, Uncle John's Band, performs live after the game. It's high time you went to ThreshersBaseball.com to get your tickets and joined us at Bay Care Ballpark for some baseball and great music.
Calling Jedi and Sith Lords to Bay Care Ballpark on Saturday, May 3rd for Star Wars Night. Come dressed in your favorite Star Wars gear or costumes and bid online for the Threshers' signed Star Wars jerseys. And after the game, we'll have a fireworks display that will rival the celebration on Endor. Use the Force and visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to get your tickets today.
You've got a friend in the Threshers. On May 17th at Bay Care Ballpark, your Clearwater Threshers will be wearing specialty Toy Story-themed jerseys that you can bid on. Place your bids and win a one-of-a-kind signed jersey, and don't forget to stick around for post-game fireworks. So go to ThreshersBaseball.com for your tickets and come to infinity and beyond.
Something you heard 32 times last year if you listened to all the Threshers games. Jose Pena has entered the contest for Clearwater. The former Tampa Prep pitcher, back for his second season with the Threshers, as Aponte takes a fastball for a called strike. And Jose Pena is a flamethrower. Last year, his cutter He called his slider, but kind of like a combination of the two, as it was a bit too hard to be a slider, but not hard enough to be a cutter. Now it's a full-on cut fastball, as you see Juan Calaponte swinging and missing it there to make it nothing and two. His fastball gets up to 96, and the 21-year-old Pena also adds a splitter and a curveball for his off-speed pitches. 0-2. Fastball low, and it's a 1-2 count to Juan Calaponte, who saw Pena many times last season, but he walked in the third inning and is only at bat against Sam Highfill. Pena, a sixth-round pick in 2021, had a scoreless outing in his last game of the year back on September 5th at home against St. Lucie to finish 2024. Now the 1-2. Upstairs fastball, 2-2. Well-placed pitch, but didn't get the swing from Aponte. Pena had 32 relief appearances last year, went 51 innings with 71 strikeouts and a 5.47 ERA. 2-2. Aponte lines one right to short. Beltran to an E and a catch to end the inning. So a run scores for the first time this season, but two more get left aboard. An RBI by Manuel Beltre puts Dunedin on the board, and they lead it by a score of 1-0 as we head to inning number 5 here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Need a break from class? On Wednesday, April 23rd, you can bring your school to a baseball game. Your Threshers take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles at Baycare Ballpark at noon on April 23rd. And your school can be part of the fun. If you cheer on the Threshers loud enough, you can be picked for a fun contest and win prizes in between innings. Get your tickets now at ThreshersBaseball.com and join us bright and early for Education Day.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The best deal in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Dollar Tuesdays. Start every home series at Baycare Ballpark with $1 berm tickets and buy hot dogs, sodas, and more for only $1 as well. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information so you don't miss out on this deal.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On April 25th, all tickets for your dogs will benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas, and we'll have a special jersey giveaway in honor of our new bat dog, Lucy May. Tickets for doggos and their humans are available now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
The Blue Jays put some pressure on the Threshers, taking a 1-0 lead into the fifth inning. And a lot of that, you got to give credit to Cal Steven, who has had a great game on the hill for the Dunedin Blue Jays, though he starts off the fifth with a ball to Cody Shoji Naga. Shoji, Hediger, and Beltran starting off the top of the fifth inning for the Threshers, trailing by one here at TD Ballpark. Curveball over the outside edge for a called strike, 1-1 the count, to the Honolulu native of Hawaii. So 1-1 count to Shoji Naga, and it looked like the pitcher was starting. There he goes. 1-1, broken bat, slow roller up the middle. Charging is Beltre. Quick throw to first base, just barely getting Shoji Naga out at the bag. A great play by Beltran and a high throw, but Tibbetts staying on the bag. Beltre making the out. Tibbetts standing on his tiptoes to make that catch. So one gone, only Joel Dragoo has been able to get a hit for the Threshers so far, but still a one-run game here in the fifth, and Caden Hediger trying to change that. The Threshers hit two home runs in their second game of the season for their first two homers of the year at last year as Hediger takes a fastball to the outside edge for a called strike. Hediger hit the second home run of the season for Clearwater. A two-run blast, one of his five in 2024. The 0-1, breaking ball up and away, and it's a 1-1 count. So Hediger, it just under 200 last year. 1-1 pitch, curveball low, 2-1. Came in as a switch-hitting catcher. Now playing primarily first base, which I think is part of the reason that he stayed down here for a second season, as he is still kind of learning first a little bit. 2-1, popped foul, 2-2. A lot of catchers play first base as well, just to get some off days behind the plate. So it was a position that Hetty was familiar with, and at the beginning of the season he was catching almost exclusively. But towards the end, particularly after Keaton Anthony got called up, a couple of first basemen who played in Clearwater last year got cut, and Caden Hediger picked up the slack. This one, an inside pitch, jam shot pop-up to shallow right. Drifting in is Aponte, who makes the catch for the second out in the inning. And Hediger almost tied the game there. He did not miss by that much in terms of making that a home run swing versus a foul ball swing or a fly ball swing. But Hediger got jammed a bit too much on the pitch from Cal Steven. Now Nolan Beltran comes up to the plate for the Threshers, two away. And the first pitch cut on and missed on the high fastball. It's nothing and one. Beltran went down on strikes back in the last inning, his first at bat as a member of the Clearwater Threshers. Played in the FCL last season. Began his first 2 years of his pro career, the Dominican Summer League, as Beltran slaps away the foul ball. Foul, 0-2. And Beltran was part of that 2022 Dominican Summer League Championship with the Phillies White. First such title for the Phillies Dominican League contingent. Beltran loops one high in the air out to center field. Berry drifts back, jumps up to make the grab, and it's a 1-2-3 inning here in the fifth. So the Threshers make some good contact, but nothing falls as we've reached the halfway point of the first game of the season. After 4.5, it's Blue Jays 1, Threshers nothing on the Clearwater Threshers broadcast network.
At Bay Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by Bay Care, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Threshers are one more run down and now on to their third pitcher of the year, Brian Drumboski, an undrafted free agent from Penn. Takes his slider outside for ball one. Braden Berry at the dish for Dunedin. They're ahead by one here in the bottom of the fifth. Now the 1-0 pitch. Low and away on the slider, 2-0. Drumboski, college teammates with Eli Trope, who was drafted by the Phillies in the 16th round of last year's draft out of Penn, where Drumboski signed as an undrafted free agent. Line drive out to center field. Norrie on the run makes the catch moving forward. in left center field, and Dante Norri showing great range out in center for the first out. And big congratulations to Ryan Dromboski, because that was the first batter that he faced in his professional career, getting a fly out to center field on the first strike he threw. So one gone here in the fifth, and now J.R. Freethy comes up the plate for Dunedin. Soft ground ball, backhanded by Hediger. Dromboski covers, tags the bag after the flip from Caden for out number two. And an efficient two outs here to start off the fifth inning, as Dromboski looks like he is pitching to contact. He was a starter at the University of Pennsylvania, 3-5 record in 63 innings with 71 strikeouts. And a former first team All-Ivy and Ivy League Pitcher of the Year in 2023. First pitch, a breaking ball missing outside to Sam Shaw, one of the count to the Blue Jays' second baseman. Dromboski's got a three-pitch mix, a 21-year-old throwing a sinker, change, and a sweeper. And this ball hammered by Shaw, deep out to right field, and that ball's out of here. First homer of the season, gets out in a hurry as Sam Shaw launches one above the Blue Jays bullpen to right field, and it's 2-0 Dunedin here in the fifth. First homer given up by either pitcher, but you know what they say, solo homers won't kill you. Bases still clear with two away in the fifth inning, as Shaw just turned on that sinker, hung a little bit too centrally over the plate, and sent it out of the park. So two away, and the sweeper misses outside to Alexis Hernandez for ball number one. Dromboski rocks and fires. Fastball to the outside edge. It's 1-1. That sinking action on the fastball definitely looked like it just dropped and almost out of the strike zone, but right on the edge for Dromboski. Here's the 1-1. Slider outside, and it's 2-1. And Dromboski had a bit of an audition of the Cape Cod League before he was drafted. Played with Hyannis and pitched 10 innings and 3 starts with a 1.8 ERA. Sweeper on the inside corner. Beautifully placed pitch by Dromboski, 2-2. And he is certainly a crafty right-hander, as he led all Ivy Leaguers in strikeouts looking as a pitcher, with 16 of his 71 Ks coming on a looking strike three. Now it's a 2-2 count. The pitch spikes the sinker in the dirt, and it bounces off the backstop to make it 3-2. Tait's going to make a new ball anyway. Two nothing the score. Dunedin leads, and now the 3-2 pitch to Hernandez. Tap the foul, and Beltran charging. Backhands it, can't come up with it, and it's an infield hit for Alexis Hernandez. Second inning in a row where the Blue Jays has picked up more than one hit. Unless they call that an E6, it's a single to follow up the home run, and I do think that it is going to be a single for Alexis Hernandez, who now graces the first base bag and has officially given his first hit of the year on an infield knock. Two gone for Brock Tibbetts, and two outs with a man on first base. Sweeper missing outside. It's 1-0. A 1-0 to Tibbetts. Dromboski keeping his focus on the batter, not looking closely at Hernandez at first base. Sweeper to the outside edge. It's 1-1 from Dromboski. So in his first pro inning, Dromboski got two quick outs followed by a home run. Now a single has Hernandez on first with two away. The pitch. Runner goes in for a strike. Great throw from Taid, and he got him. A one-hopper to Escobar over at second base. And Taid catches his first runner stealing as the Threshers end the fifth, but not before the damage was done. Brock Tibbetts will lead off the next inning. Sam Shaw got the Blue Jays a run for the second inning in a row. They lead it 2-0 here on the Thresher Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Threshers fans, it is officially baseball season. Come to BayCare Ballpark for our first home series with opening day on April 8th as your Clearwater Threshers take on the Daytona Tortugas for our first home game and Dollar Tuesday of the season. Call our ticket office at 727-467-4457 or visit threshersbaseball.com/tickets for up-to-date pricing. We'll see you at the game.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids, for only $25 per child per season. Kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit cards required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Top of the sixth inning, Dante Norrie leading things off for the Threshers. Top of the order and a new pitcher for Dunedin, who starts off Norrie with ball number one. Bennett Flynn, the new pitcher after five innings of work and five shutout innings from the Blue Jays starter. Back-to-back curveball, second one lands in for a strike on Norrie, and it's a 1-1 count. Dante walked in the third inning, but is 0-1 on the day. One ball, one strike. Curveball again. Three straight benders and a 1-2 count to Norrie as he takes this one on the inside edge for strike two. Norrie, Escobar, and Taib, the three to lead off the six for the Threshers. Now it's a one ball, two strike count. Here's the pitch from Flynn. Swing and a miss, and that's strike three. Seventh K of the day for Dunedin's pitching. Six for Steven. In five shutout innings of work, just two hits allowed for Cal. Not a bad start for last year's second-round pick in his professional debut. So, one gone for Aaron Escobar. And a fastball misses up and into the Venezuelan native to make it a 1-0 count. Two strikeouts in the first two at-bats for Aaron, who had three home runs in a complex league season last year. 1-0, curveball, slapped foul. Looks like he was just a bit late on it as it ends up as a souvenir on the right field side. A 1-1 count to Escobar. And one out in the top six. 2-0 the lead for Dunedin with runs in each of the last two innings. 1-1. Escobar hits a high fly ball out to right center field. Aponte moving in. He makes the catch on the run, two away. Here in the sixth. And that'll bring up Eduardo Tait, who has had a surprisingly quiet night. Tait, typically a master of loud contact, had a long home run in an exhibition game on Tuesday against the Florida Complex League Phillies as the curve misses outside from Flynn, 1-0. And to make it even more impressive, he hit the home run off a pitcher almost 10 years his senior, Mitch Noonborn, who has reached as high as double-A for the Phillies and has won a pair of championships with the Adelaide Giants in the Australian Baseball League. So Tait certainly has the bat to go places, and the 1-1 misses up and away, 2-1. But Tait is 0-for-2 on the day with a K in the first inning and a flyout in his last at-bat. And Tait hits a high fly ball out to right field. Aponte going back on the warning track. Back to the wall. He leaps, and he makes the catch. Taiyi hit that ball about as far as you could to stay in the yard. And a Aponte, a last-second leap to make the catch and end the sixth inning, 1-2-3. Threshers' last eight have been retired in order. And they head to the bottom of the sixth inning, trailing 2-0.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. We're at Threshers on X and TikTok, Clearwater Threshers on LinkedIn and YouTube, at Threshers Baseball on Instagram, and Clearwater Threshers Baseball on Facebook. Country music and baseball go so well together. That's why the Threshers have Crossfire Creek coming to perform at BayCare Ballpark after our first Friday home game of the season. We'll have some of the best country music in Tampa Bay kicking off our Sun Cruiser concert series and our opening day weekend. Touch of Gray, more like Touch of Tie-Dye, on Friday, May 2nd. We'll have a special tie-dye hat giveaway and keep on trucking until the party ends when Clearwater's premier Grateful Dead cover band, Uncle John's Band, performs live after the game. It's high time you went to threshersbaseball.com to get your tickets and joined us at BayCare Ballpark for some baseball and great music.
Calling Jedi and Sith Lords to BayCare Ballpark on Saturday, May 3rd for Star Wars Night. Come dressed in your favorite Star Wars gear or costumes and bid online for the Threshers signed Star Wars jerseys. And after the game, we'll have a fireworks display that will rival the celebration on Endor. Use the Force and visit threshersbaseball.com for more information and to get your tickets today.
You've got a friend in the Threshers. On May 17th at BayCare Ballpark, your Clearwater Threshers will be wearing specialty Toy Story themed jerseys that you can bid on. Place your bids and win a one-of-a-kind signed jersey, and don't forget to stick around for post-game fireworks. So go to threshersbaseball.com for your tickets and come to infinity and beyond.
Need a break from class? On Wednesday, April 23rd, you can bring your school to a baseball game. Your Threshers take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles at BayCare Ballpark at noon on April 23rd, and your school can be part of the fun. If you cheer on the Threshers loud enough, you can be picked for a fun contest and win prizes in between innings. Get your tickets now at ThreshersBaseball.com and join us bright and early for Education Day.
First pitch of the bottom of the sixth inning is in for a strike. 0-1 count to Brock Tibbetts from Ryan Drumboski. 0-1, curveball, cut on a missed, and it's 0-2. Two quick strikes from Drumboski after allowing a homer and a hit, only to be bailed out by Eduardo Taiyi, catching a runner stealing to end the frame. Now the 0-2. Tibbetts almost went for it, and it's confirmed by Dakota Kilgore he did not. So a 1-2 count now as the sweeper narrowly misses outside. 1-2, called strike three, but it's challenged. And we'll see if Tibbetts got it right. We go to the board on the ABS. Second challenge of the day. And it is confirmed, strike three, right on the edge of the plate. And Ryan Drumboski gets his first professional strikeout looking. The stat that he led the Ivy League in 2024. For the Threshers, that is their fourth strikeout of the day. Jose Pena only faced one batter and didn't get a strikeout, but did get the out. 0-1 count to Edward Duran as he misses on the sweeper from Drumboski. Now the 0-1. Another sweeper, this time it misses away, and it's 1-1. One ball, one strike. Kick in the pitch from Drumboski. Line drive into the gap in right center field. Nori on the move. He makes the catch, sprinting to his left. And that's out number two. Nori has played center field and right field in the Phillies minor leagues. But he's got the range to play just about anywhere. The tracking ability he has on that baseball is incredibly ahead of his age as Nori begins the season at just 20 years old. The first pitch to Toman is popped up just past the infield dirt, and Beltran in shallow left makes the grab. An efficient 1-2-3 inning for Ryan Drumboski. So the Threshers send Dunedin down in order for the first time since the second inning. And now they need some offense as they trail 2-0 heading into the seventh.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The best deal in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Dollar Tuesdays. Start every home series at BayCare Ballpark with $1 berm tickets and buy hot dogs, sodas, and more for only $1 as well. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information so you don't miss out on this deal.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On April 25th, all tickets for your dogs will benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas, and we'll have a special jersey giveaway in honor of our new bat dog, Lucy May. Tickets for doggos and their humans are available now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
At Bay Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
The only man who has gotten a hit for the Threshers is coming up to the plate to lead off the seventh inning. Still on the mound for Dunedin, Bennett Flynn, as Joel Dragoo leads the heart of the Threshers' order to the plate to start off the top of the seventh. 2-0 Dunedin. Dragoo is 2-for-2 with both of Clearwater's hits, both singles, and he also has a stolen base, but he has not been able to move past third, as Dragoo takes a breaking ball upstairs to make it 1-0. And Dragoo, not from a major program, went to Presbyterian College, but emerged as one of the best hitters in the entire NCAA in his final season in 2024. The 2024 Big South Player of the Year set program records for home runs and RBIs since they entered Division I with 18 and 67 in his final season. 3-0 the count now to Dragoo as another curveball misses up and in. Only Big South player on the third-team All-American roster, joining one of the top five draft pick Nick Kurtz of, at that point, Wake Forest in the All-American teams. And a four-pitch walk to Dragoo means he has reached base in each of the first three games first three at-bats he has taken so far this season. And Dragoo now on first base, sending the tying run up to the plate for the Threshers in Brady Day, though Day still has yet to hit a home run in his professional career. First pitch to Day is a strike. Breaking ball makes it 0-1, a ground out and a line out for Brady, who grounded out to first in the second and flied out to left in the fourth. Dragoo, short lead off of first. Day rips this one, and it is a base hit to right field. One hops in front of Aponte, who fires in the throw, holding Dragoo at second base. And Brady Day gets on the board with a base hit. And this could be where the Threshers lineup starts to unlock.
Right fielder, number 3, Carter Matheson.
They had a late surge in the exhibition win against the Florida Complex League Phillies back on Tuesday, scoring 5 runs in the third inning, and then the majority of their runs, 7, in the final 3 innings of the game, including a 4-run seventh that got them to tie it. Carter Matheson started in that game as well, as he will step back in the box after Edward Duran calls out the sign. So, Dragoo on second, tying run, Brady Day on first. Carter Matheson, who has one extra base hit so far in his pro career, pops a bunt, and that makes it an 0-1 count. Matheson represents the go-ahead run. And he got on base more efficiently than any other draft pick in the 2024 class. In his first few games. 1-1 as the breaking ball misses upstairs to Carter. Matheson, though, 0-2 on the day. But with two aboard. Still nobody out here in this seventh inning. Breaking ball in for a strike. And that makes it 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Look over at second and a pitch home. That one's popped up. Foul. Matheson stays alive, keeping the count at 1-2. Still Bennett Flynn on the hill for the Blue Jays after five shutout innings of Cal Steven. And the Threshers showing signs of light late. Signs of life late. And a pitch. Matheson drills this one high in the air, deep out to right field. Aponte sprints over, looks up, and kisses that one goodbye. The Threshers' first homer of the year is a huge one as Carter Matheson sends a three-run bomb out to right field, and just like that, the Threshers are out in front. First career homer for Carter Matheson. And he gives the Threshers their first lead of the game on the big fly.
Designated hitter, number 22, Cody Shojinaga.
An historic home run hitter at Indiana. First freshman since 2012 to lead Indiana in home runs was Matheson. 10 years about after it happened. Sixth most homers in Indiana history. And a big one pro home run here. As Shoji Naga takes a ball to make it 1-0. 3-2 Clearwater. And the pitch is in for a strike. Fastball evens up the count at 1-1. Shoji Naga also 0-2. Now the 1-1 pitch in the dirt. And it's a 1-1 count. Or 2-1 count, excuse me. Two balls, one strike. Kicking the pitch. This one hit well. High in the air, out to right field. This should stay in, though, as Aponte drifts back to the warning track and makes the catch over his shoulder for the first out of the seventh inning. And I'll bring up Caden Hediger, who hit the second home run for the Threshers last season, a two-run blast in Bradenton. That one came in the eighth inning of a game the Threshers won 12-4, one of their largest margins of victory in the entire season. Now with one out, the bases are clear for Hediger as the California native takes a curveball for a ball. 1-0 is the count. And Hediger is the first person that I have talked to as a minor leaguer who has said that he is going to get some of those torpedo bats that have been making waves in the major leagues. And Hediger told me at Media Day a couple days ago that he ordered some for himself. The two-tone bat that he has right now with the maroon barrel tan handle, not a torpedo bat. 2-0 the pitch. Sliced foul, and it's 2-1. And Hediger said that the reason that he plans on making the switch is because of the barrel of the torpedo bat. It reduces some of the neck that fades into the handle of what has been the normal for baseball bats over the past who knows how many years. And with just more barrel on the bat, still under major league and minor league regulations, by the way. Just it suits the way Hediger hits the ball. And he has hit two solidly hit fly balls, but is 0-2 today. But now 3-1. Hediger led the Threshers in walks back in 2024. 3-1 pitch. Curveball. Just missing up and in, and it was close, but Duran won't challenge it, as that's the second walk of the inning from Bennett Flynn. And that looks like it is the pitching coach, Corey Riordan, as there is a righty up and loosening in the Dunedin bullpen. Gil Kim not out yet. He is the manager for the Dunedin Blue Jays. The entire infield to the mound on a mound visit. So we will take a trip around the scoreboards for the first time in 2025. Starting with the Phillies system. In the major leagues, the Phillies currently leading the defending World Series champions, LA Dodgers. One run in the first inning in Jesus Luzardo's first home start. Just one hit allowed. It's the top of the seventh with two outs for Luzardo and the Phils. Around the rest of the minor leagues, Redding is hosting the Portland Sea Dogs. They're up 5-1 in the bottom of the fifth inning in double-A action as Nolan Beltran hammers the first pitch. Foul. And had he been maybe half a second later, it might be 5-2 right now. That ball was crushed by Nolan. And it's 0-1. In high A action, Jersey Shore, Hudson Valley, also scoreless in upstate New York. 0-2 now to Nolan Beltran. Jovis Seal on the call for that one. Devin Saltabon currently up at the plate for the Blue Claws. Two balls, one strike, or nothing and two to Beltran, who pops this one up. Foul territory on the first base side. Tibbett seeds it to Shaw, who makes the grab, and that's the second out of the inning. Good communication from the Blue Jays as Beltran pops out and brings back up Dante Norrie, seventh batter here in this seventh inning. One last minor league score to worry about in AAA. Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs won both games a doubleheader yesterday and are now up 8-2 in Rochester against the Nationals AAA affiliate, the Red Wings. Pickoff attempt at first, not in time. Caden Hediger, who had a surprising number of stolen bases for a catcher, 4-for-5 last season. He's got pretty good speed for a guy who plays mostly behind home plate. First pitch to Norrie. Check swing. Did he go? He did. And it's an 0-1 count. Two-way here, top of the seventh. Carter Matheson has the Threshers out on top with a 3-2 score thanks to his mountain of a home run hit earlier this inning. 0-1 to Norrie. Curveball missing up and away, and it's a 1-1 count. Norrie 0-for-2 with a walk in the third inning. And with a man on first and two outs, a chance to do some damage for the Threshers here. Short leadoff first for Hediger, and Norrie slices this one into the air in the gap. That's going to fall down for extra bases. Norrie sprinting around first. He'll head to second, and he slides in with a two-out double. Caden Hediger moving to third as a good throw from Freethy, but Dante Norrie way too quick. And his first hit of the year is a two-bagger that keeps the seventh inning alive for Clearwater. Hediger on third, Norrie on first. And Gil Kim coming out to the mound to make a pitching change for Dunedin. Bennett Flynn is currently in line for the loss. He has gone an inning and two-thirds and allowed all three runs. He's responsible for the two men on base today. So Bennett Flynn comes out of the game after 37 pitches, and a new pitcher will face Aaron Escobar with two men in scoring position for the Threshers, two outs in the top of the seventh, and Clearwater leading Dunedin 3-2.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Threshers fans, it is officially baseball season. Come to BayCare Ballpark for our first home series with opening day on April 8th as your Clearwater Threshers take on the Daytona Tortugas for our first home game and Dollar Tuesday of the season. Call our ticket office at 727-467-4457 or visit threshersbaseball.com/tickets for up-to-date pricing. We'll see you at the game.
Aaron Escobar facing the first lefty to be thrown in this part of Florida in the Florida State League season. 0-1 to Escobar. Threshers leading it 3-2 as lefty Javen Colbin coming up to the plate as Escobar takes a slider low and in to even the count at 1-1. He's 0-3 today, but two very good runners. A single to just about any part of the outfield will likely bring in two for Clearwater as Caden Hediger's on third and Norrie, the faster of the two base runners, standing on second base. 1-1 to Escobar. Here's the pitch. This one hit high in the air, but well foul down the right field line. One ball, two strikes the count. And Dante Norrie had already made it to third base by the time he realized that ball was foul. Plenty of speed in the Philadelphia Phillies' number six prospect. So he's back at second. Hediger on third. 1-2 count to Aaron Escobar with two gone here in the bottom of the seventh. The pitch. Line drive, base hit into right field. Hediger scores. Norrie sprints around third as Aponte throws home. The throw is cut off, and it's a two-run single for Aaron Escobar. A three-run homer already, and now Escobar delivers with a two-run knock, and it's 5-2 Threshers. There was nobody stopping Dante Norrie from coming home to score. Blazing speed coming around third, and it's 5-2 with an even more dangerous hitter at the plate in Eduardo Taillé. A grand total of 73 RBIs and 11 home runs in 79 games between the complex and here last season. It's 0-1 as Tait slams a fastball foul. He's the ninth batter of the inning. So everyone in the Threshers order has come up to the plate to hit today in this top of the seventh inning. Five runs already across, and the inning might not be over. Escobar's over at first with a short lead as Tait takes a slider in the dirt, but it doesn't go far enough away from Duran, and Escobar stays at first base. It's a 1-1 to Eduardo Taillé, who is 0-3 with a couple of long fly balls so far today. So now it's 1-1. And here is the pitch. Slider up and away, and it's 2-1 to Taillé. Phillies minor league hitter of the month for July, with 1 week of that month played in Clearwater with the Threshers. 2-1. Slices this one high in the air, foul down the third base side. Toman chases, and it just gets past the fence to make it 2-2 on a foul ball. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Escobar on first as the Threshers have a five-run inning on their hands here in the top seven. They lead by three with two outs and one on. 2-2 to Taillé. Now the pitch. Another fly ball high in the air. Toman chases again and gives up. It's deja vu all over again. Just that ball, this ball went a little bit further from Eduardo Taillé. Escobar with a very short lead off of first. And a 2-2 to Eduardo Tait. The pitch. Tait hammers this one into the gap. Aponte sprinting towards it. He's not going to get there. It one hops off the wall. Tait heads to second. Escobar waved around third. Throw comes in to second base. Goes to third. And it's a two-out ribby double for Eduardo Tait. One of these days, you knew one of those hard-hit balls coming off Tait's bat was going to find some space, and it's all coming together here in the seventh inning as the Threshers bat around and score six runs on five hits in their best inning of the year. And Tait drives in his first RBI of the season. Escobar scoring all the way from first on that double and doing it relatively easily. Two away to Joldre Goo, who's having a great game for the Threshers so far. Takes a slider for a called strike, and it's 0-1. First two at-bats, Dre Goo got the first two hits of the game in the season for the Threshers. Walked in the seventh and scored on Matheson's home run. We're still in the seventh, this time with two outs, the 0-1. Breaking ball just catching the outer edge, and it's 0-2. It's Tait on second. He won't take third. Not a huge base stealer, but he did have five bags stolen in 24 complex league games. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, and that's going to do it. Dre Goo is retired for the first time. That ends the seventh, but not without plenty of damage done. Six runs for the Clearwater Threshers with no errors. Those six runs coming on five hits, including a Carter Matheson three-run home run. And the Threshers' six-run seventh gives them a 6-2 lead as we stretch it out.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids, for only $25 per child per season. Kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit cards required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. We're at Threshers on X and TikTok, Clearwater Threshers on LinkedIn and YouTube, at Threshers Baseball on Instagram, and Clearwater Threshers Baseball on Facebook. Country music and baseball go so well together. That's why the Threshers have Crossfire Creek coming to perform at BayCare Ballpark after our first Friday home game of the season. We'll have some of the best country music in Tampa Bay kicking off our Sun Cruiser concert series and our opening day weekend. Touch of Gray, more like Touch of Tie-Dye, on Friday, May 2nd. We'll have a special tie-dye hat giveaway and keep on trucking until the party ends when Clearwater's premier Grateful Dead cover band, Uncle John's Band, performs live after the game. It's high time you went to ThreshersBaseball.com to get your tickets and joined us at BayCare Ballpark for some baseball and great music.
Ryan Dromboski still in the game for the Threshers. His first inning, he gave up a home run and a single, but a 1-2-3 inning in the sixth has him out and looking for the win in the seventh. 6-2 the lead for Clearwater and a 1-1 count to Manuel Beltre starting off inning number seven here at TD Ballpark. Six runs, five hits for the Threshers in the seventh inning. And the pitch from Dromboski is hammered down the left field line. Will it stay fair? It won't. And that drops the count to 1-2. And that is a nice break for Ryan Dromboski and the Threshers, as that was hit very well down the line by Manuel Beltre. So Threshers now with seven hits. They had two heading into the seventh inning. Blue Jays with six and two runs. 1-2. Curveball high in the air and foul. We stay at 1-2. Short attempt to run after it by Eduardo Tait, who is part of that 5-run, 11-batter eighth inning, or 10-batter eighth inning. Or seventh inning, I should say. Getting an RBI double with 2 outs. 1-2. Here's the pitch. In the dirt, and it's snagged by Tait, 2-2. I mean, his defense is just as impressive compared to last year as his offense is, which is still improving at 18 years old. 2-2. Outside corner called, strike three, and Ryan Dromboski has his second K of the day. Back-to-back innings opened up with a looking strike three for the former Penn Quaker. So one gone, and Yoangel Aponte coming up to the plate now for Dunedin with a walk and a line-out to his name. So he's 0-1, and now 1-0 on the count as the sinking fastball misses inside to Aponte. Right-on-right matchup as Dromboski kicks and fires. This one hit in the air, popped up in foul territory. Hediger to the dirt on the track in foul ground. Two away as he makes the catch. So really, other than that home run, it's been a fantastic first ever outing for Ryan Dromboski. 2 strikeouts, 2 hits allowed in 2 2/3. And he'll get the win if this score holds, currently 6-2. Only way there would be a save is if Dromboski... Actually, there can't be a save unless the Blue Jays score some more runs as Braden Berry takes the first pitch sweeper for a strike. Now the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Great-looking changeup by Dromboski, and it's 0-2. And all of his pitches really look quite similar. All three of them kind of sinking, going away from the hitter with a change sweeper. And the sinking fastball as Berry takes a sweeper in the dirt to make it 1-2. 4-run lead for the Threshers. Bottom of the seventh inning, Dromboski kicks and deals. Breaking ball, no. Tait thought it was strike three. Instead, it's a 2-2 count to Braden Berry. Berry, a strikeout and a flyout on his ledger today. He is 0-2. And what has been a really well-pitched game by Clearwater. Fouled away. This one ricochets off the netting next to the Dunedin dugout. It's 2-2. Now the 2-2. Outside again, 3-2. Dromboski, 36 pitches. Thrown 21 over for strikes and now has it 3-2. Threshers have some pitchers up in the bullpen, but no one looking all that active. So Dromboski, who was almost exclusively a starter at Penn, might go for a fourth frame. Payoff pitch outside, and the inning continues with a free pass. And walks have been something that have been at a premium so far. Highfill walked one, and that is the first batter that Ryan Dromboski has walked here in the seventh inning with two away. Just 2 walks so far for the Threshers. That pitching staff looking really good in game number one. 2 away now for J.R. Freethy, leadoff man making his 4th appearance at the plate today. And the sinker in for a strike, 0-1. Man on first is Braden Berry, who does have plenty of speed for the Dunedin Blue Jays. And the pitch gets away from the catcher to make it 1-1. Freethy held his swing. Last year, Berry had 12 of his career 16 stolen bases, with 11 of them coming on 12 attempts for the Blue Jays in his 36 games here in Dunedin. Now Freethy, with Berry taking a small lead off of first. The 1-1. Fisted the other way. Will it stay fair? Yes, it will. Little blooper dropping into the left field, rolling towards the corner. It's picked up and thrown in by Dre Goo for a 2-out double. Berry makes it to third, and that is the second two-bagger of the day. Third extra base knock for the Dunedin Blue Jays. to bring up Sam Shaw. Matheson might have the biggest homer of the season thus far. Go ahead, three-run homer to start the scoring and give the Threshers their first lead of the game. But it was Sam Shaw who had the first homer of the season here at TD Ballpark. A solo blast the last time he came to the plate back in the fifth inning. That was against Ryan Dromboski. And this time Shaw rips one up the middle for a base hit. One run scores. Now coming around second is Freethy. He will score. Tyeet cuts the throw off, throws it to second, and gets the out. So two runs score on the single for Sam Shaw. And it goes 8-2-4 to end the inning, but the two runs still come around to score. So Freethy scores and Berry scores on the double. Shaw is thrown out at second after getting the two RBIs, and it is still a close ball game. It was 6-2 Threshers in the seventh inning. It's 6-2 Threshers in total as we head to the eighth.
Call in Jedi and Sith Lords to Baycare Ballpark on Saturday, May 3rd for Star Wars Night. Come dressed in your favorite Star Wars gear or costumes and bid online for the Threshers signed Star Wars jerseys. And after the game, we'll have a fireworks display that will rival the celebration on Endor. Use the Force and visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to get your tickets today.
You've got a friend in the Threshers. On May 17th at Baycare Ballpark, your Clearwater Threshers will be wearing specialty Toy Story-themed jerseys that you can bid on. Place your bids and win a one-of-a-kind signed jersey, and don't forget to stick around for post-game fireworks. So go to ThreshersBaseball.com for your tickets and come to infinity and beyond.
Need a break from class? On Wednesday, April 23rd, you can bring your school to a baseball game. Your Threshers take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles at Baycare Ballpark at noon on April 23rd. And your school can be part of the fun. If you cheer on the Threshers loud enough, you can be picked for a fun contest and win prizes in between innings. Get your tickets now at ThreshersBaseball.com and join us bright and early for Education Day.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long.
Brady Day leading off the top of the eighth inning. Javen Coleman still in the game and starts him off with a fastball, maybe a cut fastball, for a called strike. Day got the first hit of the season by a Threshers player not named Joel Dragoo with a single in the seventh, and he scored on Matheson's three-run blast. The 0-1 up and away, and now the count's 1-1 on the cut fastball by Javen Coleman. 6-4 the score, 8-7 in favor of Dunedin. But that sixth-run top half of the seventh inning set up the Threshers for a big lead. Now the 1-1 a Day. Swing and a miss over the top of the breaking ball, and it's 1-2. The New England native certainly getting used to the very different weather here in Florida than what he is used to. And Day in Clearwater, where he started his professional career last year. Skipped the complex lead right after the draft. He is there. 1-2, high in the air, taking the other way towards left field. Going over the sideline is Freethy. He makes the catch and walks over the foul line with a baseball for out number one in the top of the eighth inning. That'll bring up Carter Matheson, who had the biggest hit of the season so far. A 1-2 count, a three-run, no-doubt blast to the deck above the bullpen and right to give the Threshers a lead that they have enjoyed since then. Clearwater's put up three more runs in the seventh, but none louder than Carter Matheson's. Fastball misses outside to Carter. It's a 1-0 count to the former Indiana Hoosier, part of a large contingent of outfielders taken in the draft by the Philadelphia Phillies in 2024. 1-0 the pitch. Swing and a miss. Now it's 1-1. The first round, it was Dante Norrie. Second round, Griffin Burkholder, who is unfortunately starting the season not healthy enough to be in the lineup, but he is expected to join the Threshers later this year. third round, the Threshers also picked up an outfielder, John Spikerman, who is on Jersey Shore's injured list to start the season. Then the fourth round, they went for an infielder in Carson DeMartini. Then back in the fifth round to Carter Matheson. First half of the draft was mostly bats for Philly. Then it got towards pitching once the picks start getting into double-digit rounds. Matheson spins a fastball foul. It's 2-2. And of the top 10 picks of the draft last year for the Phillies, about half of them were outfielders. Matheson, Norrie, Spikerman, Dre Goo, the seventh rounder. And Matheson is called out on strikes. So five of the top 10 picks for the Phillies. This one, the fifth round pick, down on strikes for the second out here in this top of the eighth inning. 6-4 the lead for the Threshers. Two away for Cody Shoji Naga. And Cody, 0-3 on the day, sixth round pick in last year's draft. Drafted technically as an infielder. He did play more second base than catcher over at Kansas, but playing a lot of catcher and first base for the Threshers. 1-0 now to Shoji Naga with two gone in the eighth. Here's the pitch. Rips this one foul. And well out of play, 1-1. One ball, one strike, two outs to Shoji Naga. The lefty deals. This one sliced down the line in right field. Sprinting towards it is a punt. He's not going to get there, and it's a base hit for Shoji Naga. Not the prettiest looking blooper, but it drops in for a knock, and Shoji Naga keeps the eighth inning alive with a lofted single.
First baseman, number 17.
Eighth hit of the day for the Threshers. Now each team even on hits with eight. But Clearwater, two runs ahead as it looks like Gil Kim is coming out to the Blue Jays' dugout, and he immediately points towards the bullpen. So the day is done, but the line is not for Javen Coleman, and we'll see his line and who the new pitcher is here in Dunedin. Threshers lead the Blue Jays 6-4, two outs and a man on first in the top of the eighth.
Need a break from class? On Wednesday, April 23rd, you can bring your school to a baseball game. Your Threshers take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles at Baycare Ballpark at noon on April 23rd. And your school can be part of the fun. If you cheer on the Threshers loud enough, you can be picked for a fun contest and win prizes in between innings. Get your tickets now at ThreshersBaseball.com and join us bright and early for Education Day.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The best deal in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Dollar Tuesdays. Start every home series at Baycare Ballpark with $1 burn tickets and buy hot dogs, sodas, and more for only $1 as well. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information so you don't miss out on this deal.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On April 25th, all tickets for your dogs will benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas, and we'll have a special jersey giveaway in honor of our new bat dog, Lucy May. Tickets for doggos and their humans are available now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
At Baycare Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Jay Sheeler is the newest Blue Jay to make his season debut as the undrafted free agent out of Southeastern University gets started with Caden Hediger. Hediger holds up his swing, sinking fastball missing, and it's a 1-0 count. Javen Coleman has currently allowed one run on three hits with two Ks in an inning of work, but if Shoji Naga scores, that'll be a run on his Ledger as the fastball misses upstairs to Hediger. Now the count 2-0. Two flyouts and a walk for Hedy, but he did make that base on balls count as Hediger came around to score on Aaron Escobar's two-run double. Or single, excuse me. Two up. Inside, Hediger jumps out of the way. Now it is 3-0. Shoji Naga on first. Not a huge base-stealing threat, but he does have some speed, though he didn't try to steal a bag for the Threshers last year. And a four-pitch walk to Caden Hediger keeps the eighth inning going and moves Shoji Naga to second base. So Cody on second, Caden on first, and Jay Sheeler has still yet to throw a strike here in this eighth inning. Two away and two aboard as Edward Duran calls out the signs to his team, and it appears we have a new catcher. For Dunedin. First pitch to Nolan Beltran, misses up and away. And now it's a 1-0 count. Two on, two outs, 1-0 to Beltran. Kick in the pitch. Sheeler misses outside with a curveball. That's ball six in his season debut. Cut on and miss. Good idea to swing by Beltran, but he couldn't connect on the fastball as Sheeler gets his first strike past Nolan to make it 2-1. Shoji Naga on second, Hediger on first. Threshers up by two here in the top of the eighth inning. The offenses have come alive in the last few innings for each side. And that makes it 3-1 as Nolan Beltran turns away from an indoor fastball from Jay Sheeler. A walk would load the bases for Norrie, who's waiting on deck for Clearwater as Beltran faces 3-1. Inside almost got him, but he scoots out of the way, and that's back-to-back walks from Jay Sheeler. So three straight Threshers have reached base safely after the first two batters of the inning were out relatively quickly, and now Corey Riordan is coming up to the plate to have a conversation with Jay Sheeler. We'll take a look at some Florida State League scores as we keep it in the minor leagues. Lakeland Flying Tigers are the first team to play in the Rays home stadium as a minor league club, but it's the Tarpons who lead it 2-1 over in Tampa. Bradenton in Daytona leading 6-2 in the bottom of the seventh inning over the Tortugas, who are the next team to play the Threshers during Clearwater's home opening series next week. You can get your tickets at threshersbaseball.com for the series starting on April 8th against Daytona. In Palm Beach, the Mighty Muscles trail 5-2 to defending champion Palm Beach Cardinals, while their counterparts in Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, Jupiter Hammerheads, have a 4-0 lead. Last licks for the St. Lucie Mets in Port St. Lucie, one on, nobody out in the top of the ninth there. That'll do it for the Florida State League scoreboard. It is a 1-0 count to Norrie. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Chases the high heat, and it's 1-1. Norrie doubled in the seventh inning and scored on the Escobar single. And now Dante has a chance to really flesh out this lead for the Threshers. They're up by two with a loaded set of bags and two gone. The 1-1. Outside on the fastball, and it's 2-1 to Norrie. Cody Shoji Naga's on third, Caden Hediger on second, Nolan Beltran on first, and a 2-1 to Dante Norrie, the first-round draft pick of the Phillies in 2024. 2-1. Inside on the curve, and that's 3-1. And another miss from Sheeler would spell trouble. Sheeler, now 13 pitches, just two of them have fallen over for strikes. And the 3-1 misses inside. That's ball four. And that's the first RBI of the season for Dante Norrie. Might not be how you drew it up, but especially when the bases are loaded, a walk is as good as a hit. And Nori gets his first ribby, bringing in Shoji Naga on the walk. Third of the inning and game for Sheeler. And now Jay Sheeler has walked the last three batters. 7-4 Threshers, a three-run lead for Aaron Escobar, who swings and misses over the top of the curve to make it 0-1. So Shoji Naga scored on Nori's first RBI of the season. Nori's on first, Hediger on third, Beltran in between them at second base. 0-1 now to Escobar. Here's the pitch, and a curve ball in the dirt. One ball, one strike, the count. Well blocked by Durant. One ball, one strike, the count. And the kick and the pitch. Hit back up the middle. Slow roller. Can the shortstop get there? Beltre has it. Long throw to first. Not in time. Run coming home. And he's out. Beltran tried to swim around the tag, but the single ends up as a fielder's choice. Escobar gets one RBI. That's his third of the day. Caden Hediger scores, but Beltran is out. It goes 5-3-2 to end the inning. The Threshers still get a run, though. One run coming on two hits with no errors and two men left aboard. 7-4 Threshers as they get some insurance heading into the bottom of the eighth.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Come down to BayCare Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to threshersbaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit threshersbaseball.com and get your season seats today.
8-4 lead for the Threshers as they get two runs in the inning. And now out of a save situation runs once again. The two runs in the bottom of the seventh for Dunedin, then equaled in the top half of the inning by the Threshers as Ryan Droboski comes out for the third. First pitch to Alexis Hernandez is challenged. And it is going to be called a strike, but not by very much. Another challenge where Droboski has had a few stitches of the baseball hitting the corner. And what a way to make that challenge go Clearwater's way. This one hit on the ground towards third. Two hop today. Long throw to first base. He gets it in time. Hediger stands on his tiptoes to make the grab for out number one. And Brady Day continuing to look sharp over at third base. So one gone as Alexis Hernandez is grounded out for the second time. That'll bring up Brock Tibbetts, who is 0-3 today. Two strikeouts, sandwiching a sixth-inning ground ball to Nolan Beltran at short. First pitch to Tibbetts. This ball hit high and deep. If it's fair, it's gone out to left field, and it is foul. Not by too much. That ball is no longer in the stadium, but Tibbetts maybe a hair too early as he crushed that pitch from Ryan Droboski. So Tibbetts trying to put his team back on the good foot as the 0-1 curve is in there for a strike, nothing and two. One gone. Now Dromboski working quickly sends a breaking ball that's fouled away by Tibbetts to bring the count to nothing and two. The 0-2's fouled away. Tibbetts dribbles that one to the backstop. Last two pitches with two strikes. Fouled away. And it's still 0-2. So, 0-2 the count. One out in the inning. Dromboski, the kick and the pitch. Spikes the sinker, and that makes it 1-2. I like the idea, though. Go low and away from the righty. Try and force him to chase on a two-strike pitch. But Dromboski didn't get the swing. Now the 1-2. Oof, that got Tibbetts. Looks like it hit him on the right wrist, and he will go to third. Go to first. Tite was trying to argue that Tibbetts was in the middle of a swing, but to no avail, as that is the first hit by pitch of the season. So Tibbetts on first with one away. Threshers shift for two with Aaron Escobar moving about as close to second base as you can get under the shift rules established a couple years ago. So Tibbetts on first with one gone for Edward Duran. And the pitch leaks away from Tait. Curveball misses for a ball, and it's a 1-0 count. But once again, Eduardo Tait is on top of that loose ball. Still no wild pitches for any Threshers pitchers. No passed balls for Tait. Having a really nice game behind the plate. 1-0 to Duran. Breaking ball bounces out of Eduardo's glove, and Edward Duran now has a 2-0 count. He singled and scored in the first for Earth of first run of the game for Dunedin. But Duran one for three on the day. Wearing number 12, though he's listed on the roster at 6. 2-0, cut on and miss. Beautiful pitch from Dromboski. The sinker gets a whiff from Edward Duran. A sword of a sinker there by Dromboski. 2-1 to Duran now as Ryan deals. Sinker just below the knees. Now it's 3-1. 9 hits for the Threshers, 8 for Dunedin, but it's 8-4 Clearwater, in large part due to that 6th run, 7th inning. 3-1. Hammered foul. That one hops over towards the right field wall. 3-2 to Duran. Now Tibbetts, not the fleetest of foot. One of the larger players among position players for Dunedin, but I'd expect him to be running on the 3-2 pitch at this point in the game. Bottom of the 8th inning. And Duran connects on the payoff pitch. Runner stays put as Matheson sprints over towards the foul line. In foul territory, he makes the grab for the second out of the 8th inning. And now Tucker Thoman coming up to the plate. A free swinger if there ever was one. Thoman's 1-for-3. Lined out to second. Popped out to short on the first pitch he saw and the only pitch he saw in the 6th inning. After a 4th inning single. And Thoman, definitely a fan favorite here in Dunedin, has spent the majority of his now 3rd season as a pro, 3rd full season, 4th overall, here with the Blue Jays in Dunedin, and it's an 0-1 count. Hasn't gone higher than a ball. Stayed at the complex or in single A. 0-1 inside, well blocked by Tait. And it keeps the runner on first base. And those are the kind of plays that don't show up in the stat sheet. But Tait certainly getting to a lot more balls already in game one than maybe he would have on similar pitches this time last year. But it's a 1-1 count to Thoman. Here's Dombowski. Here's the pitch. It's rolled to second base. No play at second for Escobar. So he'll go the easy way to first. And then the 8th inning. A hit by pitch was the only base runner for Duneed, and they're held without a run and leave a man stranded as the Threshers take a comfortable 8-4 lead into the ninth.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Threshers fans, it is officially baseball season. Come to BayCare Ballpark for our first home series with opening day on April 8th as your Clearwater Threshers take on the Daytona Tortugas for our first home game and Dollar Tuesday of the season. Call our ticket office at 727-467-4457 or visit threshersbaseball.com/tickets for up-to-date pricing. We'll see you at the game.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit cards required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Eduardo Tyeet leading off the eighth inning for the Threshers. Same pitcher in the game. And Jay Sheeler starts off Tyeet with ball one. I don't think he's thrown a first pitch strike so far in this game, which the Threshers lead by four. 1-0 to Tyeet, and he hits a high fly ball out to right center field. A little bit too far underneath it as Aponte eases under it. Cuts in front of Berry to make the catch. And that's one pitch, one out to start the ninth inning. Blue Jays will bring up the bottom third of their order to potentially face Stromboski, who has gone four innings for the Threshers. But it looks like they're going to go to Titan Hayes as the closer, as he is the man warming up in the Threshers' pen out in left field. Now Joel Dragoo up to the plate. Slider misses outside. And it's 1-0 to Joel, who's had a great game in his first game of the season. Dragoo, 2-for-3 with a walk and a run scored coming in the seventh. And now he faces a 1-1 count as the breaking ball misses low. And Dragoo challenges the call, which was called a strike, and now we'll see the result is a strike, so the count stays 1-1. So Dragoo now has a 1-1 count. One more challenge left for the Threshers, but not much time to use it with one out in the top of the ninth. Dragoo slaps a breaking ball foul. A little bit late on the pitch, so it goes out the right field side. And it is 1-2 still. Dragoo snaps his bat, sends it up the middle, but it's caught by the second baseman. What a play by Sam Shaw. Not an easy one to get to. A line drive that just kept on falling, and it fell just in time as Shaw made a great run to make the play for the second out of the ninth inning. Two gone for Brady Day, who hits his line drive in a shallow right field, and it drops in front of Aponte for another base hit. Brady Day was 0 for his first two, but 2 for his last three, as Day gets his second knock of the night to extend this ninth inning. That's the 10th hit of the evening for the Threshers, as their offense has come out in full force in the later half of this game. Six runs in the seventh inning, two in the eighth, And looking for a two-out rally here in the top of the ninth. Carter Matheson takes a sinking fastball low and in. It's a 1-0 count to Carter. He's 1-for-4, but that one hit might have been the biggest of the game. A three-run homer that gave the Threshers a lead they have enjoyed since the seventh inning. 1-0, Matheson misses. The runner goes. The pitch is thrown into center field for a stolen base by Brady Day. His first of the season, Threshers second, as Dre Goo stole a bag in the fourth inning for Clearwater. So a 1-1 count to Carter Matheson. And now he's got a man in scoring position with solid speed over at second in Brady Day. And Day was just 1-for-2 in stolen bases in the final month and a half of the season last year when he joined the Threshers for the first time. Day swings and misses at the breaking ball. Now the count drops to 1-2. Matheson is the batter. Day on second base. 1-2 to Carter. Here's the pitch. Taps it foul. Might have hit off his leg guard, and the count stays at 1-2 to Carter Matheson. So if Dromboski's night is done and Titan Hayes doesn't give up four more runs, then Ryan Dromboski will earn the win, allowing three runs on four hits in four innings. 1-2. Matheson pops this one foul, goes behind home plate, and the count stays at 1-2. Day with a short lead off a second. Black sliding mitt on his left arm. And a 1-2 to Carter Matheson. The two lefties hitting back-to-back in the order. 1-2 the pitch. Curveball settles in to the outside corner. It's instantly challenged by Carter Matheson. But as it stands, that's a called strike three. Runners stay put for now. If this challenge is incorrect, the Threshers won't have another one. And looks like they're hoping not to get back to the bats anyway. That's a called strike three. Confirmed a strike on Matheson as the Threshers get a hit for the third straight inning. Eight of their 11 hits have come in the last three frames, and now they have a chance to close out opening day with a victory for the second straight season. 8-4 Threshers. They leave a man stranded with one hit in the ninth, and Titan Hayes coming in to close out game number one of the Threshers season.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. We're at Threshers on X and TikTok, Clearwater Threshers on LinkedIn and YouTube, at Threshers Baseball on Instagram, and Clearwater Threshers Baseball on Facebook. Country music and baseball go so well together. That's why the Threshers have Crossfire Creek coming to perform at BayCare Ballpark after our first Friday home game of the season. We'll have some of the best country music in Tampa Bay kicking off our Sun Cruiser concert series and our opening day weekend. Touch of Gray, more like Touch of Tie-Dye, on Friday, May 2nd. We'll have a special tie-dye hat giveaway and keep on trucking until the party ends when Clearwater's premier Grateful Dead cover band, Uncle John's Band, performs live after the game. It's high time you went to ThreshersBaseball.com to get your tickets and joined us at BayCare Ballpark for some baseball and great music.
Calling Jedi and Sith Lords to BayCare Ballpark on Saturday, May 3rd for Star Wars Night. Come dressed in your favorite Star Wars gear or costumes and bid online for the Threshers signed Star Wars jerseys. And after the game, we'll have a fireworks display that will rival the celebration on Endor. Use the Force and visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to get your tickets today.
You've got a friend in the Threshers. On May 17th at BayCare Ballpark, your Clearwater Threshers will be wearing specialty Toy Story themed jerseys that you can bid on. Place your bids and win a one-of-a-kind signed jersey, and don't forget to stick around for post-game fireworks. So go to ThreshersBaseball.com for your tickets and come to infinity and beyond.
Need a break from class? On Wednesday, April 23rd, you can bring your school to a baseball game. Your Threshers take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles at BayCare Ballpark at noon on April 23rd, and your school can be part of the fun. If you cheer on the Threshers loud enough, you can be picked for a fun contest and win prizes in between innings. Get your tickets now at ThreshersBaseball.com and join us bright and early for Education Day.
This Titan Hayes on the mound to close things out for the Threshers, earning the save in the exhibition win on Tuesday against the Complex, and starting off with a fastball to Manuel Beltre for a ball. 1-0 the count. Titan Hayes was one of the first pitchers drafted by the Phillies last year and one of the first to join the team in Clearwater. The 1-0 is hopped over to third base, picked up on a pair by Day, whips the throw to first in time, snagged by Hediger for out number one. And Titan Hayes was a late inning reliever extraordinaire who was excellent through the first five relief appearances of his career, but the last two games of his 2024 season, he allowed his first two runs, and then he got his first loss in the postseason in as Lakeland went to the Florida State League final. Fastball at 96 last year, fastball at 96 here for Hayes. Fast to Yoan Calaponte to make it an 0-1 count. Hayes, a fastball slider guy. There's the slider missing inside and making it 1-1. And it used to be very common for especially a reliever, a one-inning guy like Titan Hayes typically is. 7 innings and 6 appearances last year for the Threshers. Slider there misses, and it's 2-1. Obviously, nowadays, you see a lot more pitchers, typically averaging 3 pitchers or more in terms of their regular count. And Hayes is working with those two. Fastball hits 97, swing and a miss by Aponte, 2-2. It's not a save situation for Hayes, but I'd expect him to be the late inning guy as long as he is in Clearwater pitching the eighth or ninth. 2-2. Wave and a whiff, strike three. Darts a fastball low at 97 and gets the swing from Aponte for just the sixth strikeout today for the Threshers, and Hayes gets his first of the season. So two down for Braden Berry. Last chance for the Dunedin Blue Jays as Berry scored the most recent run of the game for Dunedin on a 2-RBI single by Sam Shaw. Now he's got two outs and the base is empty as Hayes starts him off with a fastball at the knees for a called strike one. But Berry, though, 0-2 on the day. Went down on strikes against Highfield in the third. And against Dromboski, flied out to center and then walked in the seventh. 0-1, swing and a miss. Now it's 0-2. Slider at 90 from Hayes there, who's got Berry down to his final strike. Threshers did not win their first game of the season in Bradenton in 2023. Revenge with the first game and the second game won in Bradenton last year. And now they're a strike away from taking opening day. And they do. Wave and a whiff. And that is the ball game as Titan Hayes hits 97 on the radar gun to seal an opening day victory for the Threshers with an emphatic three-pitch K. Ryan Dromboski gets the win. Javen Coleman gets the loss. Bennett Flynn gets the loss. And no save as the Threshers take it 8-4. Second year in a row that Clearwater has won on opening day. And the two-time defending first half champions of the Florida State League West Division take the victory here in Dunedin. That is going to do it for opening night. Threshers coming back from two runs down with a six-run seventh inning to seal their first win in their first game of the season. And the road back to the postseason starts now. Marty Malloy said at the beginning of the year that he's got one goal and one goal only in 2025, and that is trying to win a championship. And a convincing 8-4 comeback win for the Threshers has started them off on the right foot. Tomorrow, the Clearwater Threshers do not have their probable starter announced, but they'll be back here in Dunedin to face Daniel Guerra and the Blue Jays for the first Saturday night showdown of the season, followed by a Sunday matinee before we go back home to BayCare Ballpark. And the Threshers start off their home schedule in the season against the Daytona Tortugas. Ryan Dromboski getting the Threshers' first win of the year as Clearwater starts off 1-0 for the second straight season. That's going to be it for tonight's broadcast, though. Josh Sperber here, thanking all of you for tuning in to the Threshers Broadcast Network and making us your choice here on opening day. It's an 8-4 win for the Threshers, and they look to clinch the opening series for the third straight season if they win tomorrow here in Dunedin. First pitch around 6:30. That's about when this broadcast is going to start, and make sure to go to threshersbaseball.com to join us for tomorrow's game. So once again, I'm Josh Sperber, thanking all of you for joining today's broadcast, wishing you all a happy opening day and have a great weekend. The Threshers are back with an opening day win, and they'll look for a second tomorrow. Have a great night, everyone, and happy baseball season.